For the third time in less than a month, and the sixth time this year, the legendary Loch Ness Monster may have been seen by an individual watching the webcam that's stationed at the famed location in Scotland where the creature is said to call home. This latest sighting was reportedly made on March 26th by Rosalind Casey, who turned into the live stream from her home in Leeds, England, although she's been fascinated by cryptozoology since first learning about Nessie as a child. The virtual witness explained that she had only discovered the Loch Ness webcam in the last year, since England went into lockdown due to the coronavirus, and it's become a diligent, or she's become a diligent viewer of the feed. And you can read more about that story in the articles section under the news tab up at coasttocoastam.com. All right, let's get back to the egg, and I'm not talking Paul McCartney and wings here, folks. Back to my conversation with Gail Lynn when Coast to Coast AM continues. We're back with Gail Lynn, and we're talking about healing with light, sound, and color, and the harmonic egg. And the book is is Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing: Why Science is Looking to the Past for the Future of Medicine. Let's talk a little bit about the sound inside the egg, the healing sound. Are you using any particular music scale, like a solfeggio scale, or does it matter?
No, actually I'm not. I focus more on the instruments and the sound waves of the instruments, because I have pendulumed and dowsed and had channelers and doctors come into the center, and I think the egg's vibrating at, 900 hertz. So I really don't want to say, let's put 432 hertz in there or 528 hertz in there. And of course, when people listen to 528 hertz on a computer, they might be listening to an MP3 file. So are they getting the true 528 hertz? So I focus more on the instruments. The sound wave of a piano is similar to the EKG of the heart. So we're finding that that's working to work to balance the nervous system. The sound wave of the flute is very simple, and it seems to work with the liver and the sacral chakra inside the egg. So that's where I'm putting more focus and emphasis on that, and the musicians that actually are being, the music that's being played in the egg, the musicians are a high vibration. I interview them. I talk to them. I'm, purchasing music from them because they're a high vibration and they want the highest and best for people. So the energy of the musician also plays a key role in the music in the egg.
And do you integrate the knowledge or technology of Royal Raymond Rife, who discovered supposedly these resonant frequencies to destroy viruses?
So yes, just recently people have been seeing Rife inside the egg during their sessions. Crazy as it sounds, they're describing Rife, and they don't know of him. They are just seeing this man, and they're describing Rife. And so I feel like he has brought through some of his consciousness into the egg. Now, when he was doing his work, he was using a universal microscope, and he was staining the cells of the client, and each different color would indicate to him a different disease, and then he would hit the frequencies of the, to the cells to clear that. But I don't believe that his frequencies are the same, because cancer has mutated, different diseases have mutated, so they are now different frequencies. But I believe there's something coming through that he has a vested interest in this, and so I'm trying to tune into him. My friend Steve Ross from the World Research Foundation actually has, in an undisclosed location, one of Rife's old microscopes, and he has a lot of Rife's work in the library in Arizona. So he's invited me to come down, and he's actually emailed me some documents of, typed documents from Rife. He's invited me to come down and sit with that energy. He's got Wilhelm Reich's work in there, Tesla's work, and just sit in the library with these pieces, and just feel the energy and absorb the energy, because Stephen knows that I want to keep evolving the egg to the next level as the planet changes, as the earth changes, as people change and we raise consciousness. The egg needs to keep changing.
And Have you ever witnessed Rife or Tesla or any other entity inside the egg when you're in there?
No. See, I think I get too much in my head. So when I come out, I feel like nothing happened, and I go about my day. But then I start to have more vivid dreams, more lucid dreams. I travel in my dreams now. I feel like I've brought my higher self closer to me. Things flow better. It's really brilliant how I feel like I've broken down the veils to tap into the universal wisdom, to get closer to source or God. I was raised Catholic, so we'll call it God. And closer to God and bringing my intuition up, it's really brilliant. I'm so blessed. Every time I do a session, there's something else that happens, but I don't experience the beings in the egg. I have a girlfriend, and she told me, she said, I put my hands out, and I said, if you're here, I want to feel you. And she said that she felt three fingers wrap around her hand, and she's like, holy crap, I'm not going to open my eyes. I don't want
So what's happening there? A little astral travel, perhaps?
I think so. I think that people have told me that they go way out, and they said there's really not a ceiling. They can go where other modalities that they've been into, they said there's a ceiling that they'll hit, and they're not hitting that ceiling in the egg.
Hmm. I want to just get back to music for a moment and how it might work and heal. Does it have anything to do with our DNA?
Well, our DNA certainly heals with nature sound. So you'll find that if you do experience the egg, you're going to hear water sounds, you're going to hear crickets, you're going to hear birds. We've created music pieces where we have one piece of music that was recorded in the forest during a full moon with the crickets, and it's a beautiful piece of cello and piano. And so we offer these pieces for people to purchase and listen to at home, and they're having amazing results just listening to them at home. Because I feel bad. There's only 30 egg locations, and so not everybody can experience the egg, but we're growing. We have almost a year and a half wait for an egg, and so you can get this music on the website, and you can listen to it at home, and it comes with song notes. So it'll tell you, here's the colors intended for this piece. Here's the chakras that it affects. Here's, you know, the instruments that are in this piece. And so it's been so amazing to provide this to people. I get so much feedback from people. That one guy was listening to our heavy metal detox, and he said he had a metal taste in his mouth for 48 hours. And he said his pain levels have decreased. It's insane just listening to the pieces of music. And then during this whole pandemic, we created remote sessions so people can actually call any center and get a remote session, and their picture actually goes in the egg with their full birth name and birth date, and everything's energy.
Really? And that works? It has the same effect?
I don't think there's any substitute for being in the egg, but I can't believe what people are saying from the remote and distance healing sessions. I can't believe it. People are constantly emailing me or texting me saying, thank you so much, I did a remote session and this is what happened.
What about the placebo effect, Gail?
You know what? It's possible that if they think it works and it works, I don't care. Because you know what? If it's a placebo, great.
Right. When you get into the egg, you have to set an intention. You focus on something. Maybe it's a part of your body, or maybe it's a part of your life that you want to work on. So this intention, how do we know that intention works, the power of intention?
Well, that's a great question. And I feel like our mind is so powerful. So I will actually have people go in there and I'll say, can you remember a time when you didn't have this pain, or you didn't have this disease, or you didn't have this chronic fatigue? And they will say yes. I said, take yourself back to that place and feel it in all the cells of your being. and bring that forward, bring that energy forward. And I feel like our mind is so powerful when we set that intention and we can manifest. We're manifestors. You know, you can even just imagine something already being and manifest that into your physical reality.
Right, right. I wanted to delve into some of the, I guess we call them case studies, that are included in the back of the book. These are personal experiences from people that have used the egg. Any one that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. We interviewed musicians, PhDs, DOs, Chinese medicine doctors, and their testimonials are in the book. But my favorite story is the one that I start the book with. And his name is TQ, and he's become a great friend of mine. His friend was Wayman, the one that actually built the prototype egg. He brought him into the center, and he was in a wheelchair. He is a veteran, a Marine, and he was in a battle where I think he said 3,000 Marines went in and 15 came out. He is the last living from those 15, and they cannot understand, the medical community, why he's not dead. So he comes in a wheelchair, and very hard, you know, very hard energy. And he didn't want to listen to me. And so I said, these are the things that, you know, I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to change your diet. He was very overweight. And I'm going to need you to get off of animal protein because you have one kidney that's dead and one kidney that's functioning at 20%. And he looked at me like, hey, little girl, I'm really not going to do that. He's probably in his 70s. And I said, well, then, you know what? You're just wasting my time and your money. And I think there was a reverse psychology that happened with that. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was like, get out of here. Don't come back. Because if you're not going to listen, you're not going to do the sessions that I tell you to do, then just get out. And I think he said, well, she's not going to tell me what to do. So he started coming to do sessions, and the one kidney came back to life, and the other kidney is functioning at 60%. He's out of the wheelchair. He's walking. And he says that I saved his life. But Richard, I'm not God. He saved his own life. But he is a dear, dear friend of mine now, and he calls all the time, and he tells me about the nurses and the doctors, and they said his heart has grown by a centimeter, and they cannot figure out why he's still alive. And he said it's the egg. The egg has saved his life. And he's on the spiritual journey now, and I see him softening. I see him just more compassionate, and I've just watched him evolve into this beautiful soul. And the gentleman that I met the first day is a totally different person. It's just such a beautiful thing to watch the transformation of people.
Do you have to maintain? Do you have to keep going into the egg to maintain whatever you've managed to, you know, if you've got a bad knees and you go into the egg, and then once it seems like it's better, do you have to keep going back for maintenance, or is it just like you have four sessions and out?
So the way the egg sessions work is one a week. You don't want to do four sessions in a row. We want people to integrate after the session. However, I tell people you want to do, you know, maybe 3 to 10 sessions in a short period of time in the beginning. And as much as I love my clients, I don't want to keep seeing them. I want them to heal, and I want their body to take over. I don't want them to be dependent on this. I want them to come in when they need it. So say you have insomnia, chronic insomnia, you do 3, 4, 6 sessions. All of a sudden you're sleeping great. You don't need to come back. But then say you get into, God forbid, a car accident, or one of your parents passes away, or your friend, you're going to have trauma. You come in and you reboot, you reset the nervous system, and then you go back on your merry way. So I don't want people to be dependent on this. If this is something that you use when you need it, but in the beginning you do you have to really reboot and retrain the entire system and all the systems of the body. So I tell people 3 to 10 sessions and then maintenance when you need it.
And is there any danger of overdoing it or in combination with other things? Let's say you're into yoga, for example.
Mm-hmm. Not yoga. Now, Bikram yoga, yes, it's a hot yoga, and it can be kind of traumatic on the body. Or the cryo chambers, they can really put the body into fight or flight with the freeze. And so I tell people, you want to let this integrate 5 to 7 days. You can do too much energy work. You have to be discerning. And people do too much. They'll do Reiki and massage in the egg session. And if I know they're doing that, I won't let them come in. I tell them, you need to respect every modality that you use. If you're going to do acupuncture, you know, wait 2 to 3 days. If you're going to get a massage, wait 2 to 3 days. You don't want to spin the body out of control by, you know, hitting it with too many things. And I give the analogy of, you don't eat breakfast and then immediately eat lunch and then immediately eat dinner. You let it digest. Any energy work, you need to let it integrate. It's so important. People have...
What about pregnancy?
Pardon?
What about pregnancy?
Pregnancy, we see pregnant women all the time. In fact, we've had women who were unable to get pregnant, and when we rebooted their nervous system and we took them out of the fight or flight, I feel like that little soul then says, oh, that's a calm environment. I'll come into that. So we've had ladies who, with infertility, that were able to get pregnant, not from the egg. There was a man involved, or, you know. And so I feel like that resetting the body, and they've come in and said that the baby loves it. And we do lower the sound, and we use different light colors for pregnant women, and we have children and babies that have been in. I've had women, you know, breastfeeding in the egg, you know, with their baby, especially after a C-section, when the baby's taken away so quickly and, you know, or an epidural and the mom's not quite present, that can help the baby to release the trauma because they can release immediately. They only know love. So therefore healing with them is so easy.
This is kind of maybe a bigger subject than time will allow. We've only got about a minute and a half here till the break. We can continue after to talk about it. What about autism?
Oh, my gosh. So, yes, autism, we are having so much success with autism right now. It is unbelievable. They love the egg. They know what colors they want. They know what they want as far as sound selections. There's a doorbell in there, as I was stating earlier, and so they will, you know, ring the doorbell. One 11-year-old boy, he doesn't like the silence. He relaxes more during the music, so he asks us to turn the music back on for his silence. And they're coming out, and like I said, we'd probably need another interview just on autism. It's a beautiful thing, but yes, we're having great success with autism.
All right, we'll... take another time out, come back, open up the phone lines for Gail Lynn, the Harmonic Egg. Back with more on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. A self-described witch in Massachusetts claims she's the target of an ongoing campaign of harassment, which culminated with a suspected arson attempt over the weekend. According to a local media report, Lucky Cabral is the proprietor of the apothecary shop Sanctum Folklorica, which offers various accoutrements for practicing Wiccans as well as psychic readings for magically minded people in and around the city of New Bedford. However, she says the nearly 3-year-old business has recently drawn the ire of a resident who apparently believes she's practicing the proverbial dark arts. And you can read more about that in the news section up at Coast to Coast AM. And tonight on Coast, Sunday night into Monday morning with guest host Lisa Garr, accessing the Akashic Records. It's one of the most powerful paths to self-awareness and personal change currently available, and Lisa Barnett knows exactly how to do it. She joins Lisa to guide us through the Akashic Knowing Wisdom Prayer System, a 5-step system with 3 vibrational keys to directly and easily access your Akashic Record. In the second half, Brandi Gilmore, a PhD in natural medicine, is a world-renowned mind-body-energy expert who's known for her discoveries in self-healing and working with the power of the mind. She'll discuss how her expertise in self-healing originated from her own devastating accident that left her disabled and living in excruciating pain. That's tonight, Sunday night, on Coast to Coast AM with guest host Lisa Garr. Back to more of my conversation with Gail Lynn and your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing, Why Science is Looking to the Past for the Future of Medicine. Gail Lynn is with us, the inventor of the harmonic egg. And before we dive into the calls, let me ask you about how you feel about eggs as food. It gets kind of a bad rap with cholesterol. I mean, I love eggs. I think it's the perfect food. How do you feel?
I love eggs. I feel like they've used eggs in labs to grow viruses. So if you have Lyme disease or Epstein-Barr virus, you might want to stay away from the eggs to feed that might be feeding the virus for a little while. But they're full of B12 and they're full of great nutrients. And I do love eggs and I do eat eggs.
And what about the idea if the egg inside the egg is such a healing place? Shouldn't we be building our houses and our office spaces like eggs?
I think we should. I think that there's a lot to the sacred geometry, and I think it's a Bulgarian scientist, and he was building hospital rooms in a sphere or a circle and seeing the patient's blood coagulate faster. And then he built one in the shape of a pentagram, and they saw the patients getting well faster. So there's definitely something to the sacred geometry that we need to explore from ancient times.
All right, let's go to the wildcard line. Roland is in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Hello, Roland. Welcome.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Well, thank you.
Yes, I have a mother that is in the hospital again and congestive heart failure. And, you know, they get the water in the legs, the kidneys and heart don't go together. Anything that your guest thinks could help her?
Hi, Roland. I'm so sorry to hear about your mother. I would recommend a remote session. You can call any one of the centers. And since she is in the hospital and she probably doesn't get around very well, I would try a remote session for her.
And how would Roland do that?
So what Roland would do is he'd call any center, just go to harmonicegg.com and look for the locations, and he would call the center and they would ask for her picture, her full birth name and birth date, and they would literally schedule an appointment for her and put her in an egg, her picture, and energetically she would be in there.
All right, Roland, that's harmonicegg.com, all right, harmonicegg.com. And just find one of the centers. I guess if you're doing it remotely, it doesn't matter if it's close to you or not. You just pick one and they'll lead you from there. Thank you for the call and all the best to your mother. I hope she comes through this okay. Joseph is in Lynn, Massachusetts. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Richard. Thank you for taking my call. Gail, glad to hear you. I'm on my headset. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm visually impaired. And I was wondering if you could help me. I don't know how I'd get there. If you knew a sponsor or a person with compassion who could make arrangements, because I have medical issues, my digestive, my heart, and my some of my bones. And I have no family, broken home, you know. But some of the doctors, the medicine isn't working. I was just wondering if there's any way you could help me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's terrible. Again, I would try a remote session. And then if you go to, if you have somebody that can help you get to the website, you might consider getting some of the music that we have and listening to it at home as, you know, for meditation and just imagining yourself well, you know, listening to the music and using your mind and feeling what it would feel like to be well. Does that make sense?
Well, the reason I asked is because I know that Rife used to have a machine, but I don't know where to get them, and I don't have much money. I just thought that being there would help because you're actually feeling the energy going into your body. I just wondered whether there was, because I have no way of getting any pictures. I'm pretty much alone except for some help from the state, and they don't do much. So that's why I asked you if you knew anyone.
Yeah.
That
I'm so sorry. Again, where are you located?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Yeah, so we don't have a center in Massachusetts yet, so I think your best bet would be either a remote session or to get some music to listen to at home. Maybe coming to Massachusetts soon, I hope.
Yeah. Okay, well, can you tell me how much do these things cost, these healings?
A session, a remote session for most of the centers right now is about $75. And I bet you if you called one of the centers, I could probably hook you up with one that would do it for free for you just to help you out. So
could we get Joseph put, why don't we put Joseph on hold? Could we get Joseph, would you be willing to get your number and maybe your email or just your phone number even off the air? And then
yeah, I will give it to you and you can give it to her. She could call me. We could talk because I'd love to be there, but it's so far away. And the stupid COVID, that's another issue with the mask.
Of course. We'll do it off the air. You speak with Donna off air. Okay. We're going to take care of you, Joseph. So you talk to Donna off the air. Don't hang up. She'll take your number and then we'll get that to Gail and we'll figure something out for you, buddy. Okay. She's got, Donna's talking to Joseph now. All right. Ed is in, I always struggle with this one, Tehachapi, California. How did I do, Ed? Tehachapi?
Oh, Rich, you're a trooper. You told me once before that you practiced that name for waiting for when I would call.
And how did I do?
You did excellent. You did it the first time right, too, which is a...
Wonderful.
Very few people do.
Tehachapi. I could just say that all day. Tehachapi. All right.
It's an Indian Paiute and whatever the other tribes were around here a long time ago. It means Valley of Radiance.
Wow. Valley of Radiance.
Yeah.
All right.
And the people who would know this area around Tehachapi are all the train buffs, the railroad buffs, because we have this beautiful engineering thing called the Tehachapi Loop, or train coming up from Bakersfield and then going elsewhere, coming up the 4,000 feet. You can't run a train straight up the hill like that. You circle it around, and it goes through the mountains, cuts through the mountains, and makes a loop. And at some point, if you're lucky, when you're driving on the road, you can see the engines and the front end of the train coming out above the back end of the train below.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can look it up.
All right,
online.
Ed from the Valley of Radiance, what do you have for us?
Oh, okay. I thought Gail had a fascinating life, all in preparation for this, and it reminded me some of her work on this egg reminded me of some stuff I was doing at my psychic research lab at Stanford back in the 70s. And the comments that I wanted to ask her about the light and sound, I assume you're using LEDs and you're using them in DC mode?
You know what? I don't think so, because we do have a power supply, but it might be the converter. I would have to ask my manufacturing team about that. I will have to say I don't know that.
About the light, because LEDs will track an AC waveform real faithfully. And I'm just wondering if you clean it up, if it comes out DC, which is easy to do. You know that. Uh-huh. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
The LEDs could produce a really beautiful light. Of course, it's going to be almost laser-like because it's coherent. And the other question I had, being a musician, is, and somebody who still believes in the vinyl era, I was wondering if any of your musician friends and your consultants in the audio made any suggestions about piping analog audio into the egg as opposed to modern MP3 file crap that's digital and the whole sound's been chopped up into little digital pieces.
Yeah, we are investigating that for sure. We do not use MP3 files. We do not use compressed files. We're using the WAV files or FLAC files. We are looking at ways to pump in the analog because that is brilliant. And yes, the MP3 files are very cold and clinical, and we do not like them at all. So you're so right.
All right, Ed, thank you so much for checking in. Great to hear from you. All right, let's say hi to Randy is in Memphis. Hey, Randy, good morning. Welcome to Coast.
Hi, Richard. Hi, Gail.
Hi.
I just sent you a message on your main page. I'm a classical guitarist, working classical guitarist, and also it's synchronistic because I was just thinking earlier today of getting a sleeping pod. And looking at the page, they resemble each other quite well, the egg and the sleeping pod.
Yeah, which sleeping pod are you looking at?
I've looked at several. One's just kind of flat, you know, with a dome across it. Others are more like a box, you know, that you lay in kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have, I just saw the answer online that you're not a franchisee, and your closest center is Cabot, Arkansas, which I plan to visit soon.
Oh, nice, nice. No, I tried to create more of a matriarchal business model and an egg family versus a franchise. I wanted it to be
right.
Cooperative and divine feminine. So, yes, we're all independently owned and operated, but we're a big egg family. So enjoy Cabot.
Oh, yeah. Arkansas is just a wonderful area for all this kind of stuff, especially Northwest Arkansas, those Arkansas. But anyway, I sent you a couple of songs I hope you consider that I've written. But also, I found a very strange mathematical correlation between colors and tones. And I think it's a breakthrough. But I just reasoned that as
you
know, our bodies have built-in receivers, the eyes and the ears, for light and sound, there must be a correlation. And in the graph I sent you, sure enough, it exists. And I think it's wild.
If we're missing tones from our voice, we can actually have physical ailments from the tones missing from our voices. So,
oh, is that right?
You know,
that's interesting.
You know, the work of Annie Williams, she listens to your voice and she tells you what tones are missing. And if you're missing those tones, a lot of times the tone of E missing can cause some lung issues. And so I think you're onto something, and I'm looking forward to seeing that chart.
Also, the number 9 just abounds in my life. My name, my birthday, I sent you that, it all adds up. And I just started multiplying the number 9 into 12 columns, like 1 through 9, 10 through 19, et cetera. And if you multiply it out to 12 columns, this amazing repetitious inverse pattern starts appearing. I sent it to you. You have to see it versus, you know, trying to describe it on the radio. But it's just mind-blowing. And I really think just your show tonight is the most synchronistic event I've ever had on Coast to Coast. I've been listening since pre-Art Bell, you know.
Well, Gail, you don't believe in synchronicities at all, do you?
Oh, no. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. And yeah, my great aunt listened to Art Bell.
Sorry, go ahead.
My great aunt listened to Art Bell, and that's how I learned about Coast to Coast probably, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Randy, the number 9, eh? You and John Lennon. All right, great call. Thank you for that. Let's say hi to, I think we can squeeze in one more. Karen is in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Hi, I'm so thrilled I got through. I'm kind of wheezing a little bit, so I hope you can understand.
Sure, we can hear you.
Okay, good. I'm a diabetic, and I've been sick for probably at least the last 4 years with bouts of wheezing, and been on I don't know how many times of antibiotics and prednisone, and I'm tired of being sick, and this program, I'm ready for it. And
type 1 or type 2 diabetes?
2.
Okay.
Yeah, and I use a wheelchair. I can walk some, but I'm at my age. I don't want to fall and break nothing. and the ligaments behind my knees are really tight that I can't stand straight. Like if you're sitting in a chair and your legs go, you know, straight down, mine don't. They kind of go, you know, out because my ligaments are just, oh, they're just terrible.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just in bad shape, and I want to be able to walk. I want to be able to do different things like I used to do, and I can't.
Oh my gosh. Are you mobile? Can you get to one of the centers?
Well, I live in Vancouver, Washington. I don't know how close one of your centers are or I wrote down harmonicegg.com just in case.
You'll look for locations. But I think this would be a more extensive conversation with you about, you know, diet changes and, you know, whatever meds you're on and what minerals those might be depleting from your body if you're on metformin. You know, it'll deplete different minerals and nutrients, which over time just makes you weaker and weaker and, you know, gets you sicker and sicker. So it would be a longer conversation. And all my center owners are trained, and so they would be able to support you and help you in that way with, you know, diet and nutrition and then egg sessions. So I would definitely look that up and see if you can find one that's close to you that you can get to.
Oh, super.
All right, Karen.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, I'm just so thrilled that I listen to Coast to Coast every night. And I just really appreciate what you're doing, and I'm ready for this.
Good for you, Karen.
All right.
Good
well, you get on to harmonicegg.com and find a location and give them a call, and your journey begins, Karen. Make sure you make that intention, right? You're going to get better. All right, Karen, are you there? Okay, she's gone, but hopefully she'll be on the road to recovery.
It breaks my heart, Richard. It breaks my heart how many people need help and, you know, they just don't know what to do and they're not being supported, you know, with all the things they can do. So it just breaks my heart. Well, but thanks for
the
calls.
There's so much important work out there to do, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing, where can we get a copy?
HarmonicEgg.com in the store.
There you go. All right. Gail, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's it for me. For George Norrie, George Knapp, Lisa Lyons, Stephanie Smith, Tom Danheiser, Dan Galanti, Michael Cozio, Donna Walker, Chris Burrows, and Sean Latasor, and in Brantford, Ontario, Scott Park. I'm Richard Serrett. Thank you for your ears and your voices, your beautiful voices. Until next time. So long for now.